All right, I want to say good morning. Today's daf is Tzaddik. We have a lot to do today. 90. We are picking up on Peites Amud Beis, and we are picking up Meister Kodem Laofos, I believe. Right? Meister Kodem Laofos. Okay, so we'll say that is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom. Our shir this morning is dedicated by Akiva Noach Andrews, in honor of his wife, Dr. Karen Andrews, on her special birthday ending with zero. Okay. Smart man, by the way. Very smart man. Not too good. I'm sure it's 30 or 40. That's wonderful. Good. So we wish Dr. Andrews a happy birthday. I may have asked him Shanim Tovos. Okay, well, say let's begin. So remember, again, we're dealing in the Mishnah with what we'll call carbonic hierarchy. Ultimately, again, trying to figure out when you have multiple, these different karbanos, which one comes first. So the Mishnah said, Meiser Kodem Laofos. So remember again, Meiser Behema comes before a bird offering. So says the Gemara, Sa'adiraba, Ofos Kadmi Shekin Kachei Kadoshim. I don't understand, birds should come first. Why? Because they're Kachei Kadoshim. Or as Rabbi say, the Rashi says over here, Afilu Achilas Adam Bayan Kachei, meaning in other words, that they're Kachei Kadoshim. So this should come before Meiser Behema. Afilu Achi Min Zevach Adit. To which the Gemara says, no, still, any type of animal carbon will always come before birds, because they will say birds are considered to occupy a secondary sacrificial tier. So because again, therefore, any animal sacrifice will always come before the birds. Good. Om Ravina Bar Shila. Emuri Kachim Kalim. Sheyatzu Lifnei Zrikas Damim Psulim. So we'll say another interesting discussion that we're beginning now. So limbs are to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So limbs of Kodshei Kadashim that left the Beis HaMikdash prior to the sprinkling of blood. So, psulim, they're possible because they've been taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'tana tuna, and about say our tana, it seems to be a tana that supports this. Mipneishu zevach v'yeshno kodshei kadoshim, damav ve'emurin. So we'll say furthermore again, based on what our Mishnah said also, because it is a karbon, and ultimately again, it is kodshei kadoshim in its blood applications and its limbs. Bishlama imurin less nuba ofos. So we'll say, I understand the burning of limbs doesn't apply to bird offerings. Eladam miha ise. So we'll say, but yet there is a blood application by birds. Alav kamash malan imurin ki damo. Rather, what you have to say about is when it comes to kachek adashim, that the limbs will be like the blood. Ma damo lifnei zrika. Just like ultimately again, the blood ultimately again could be invalidated if taken out before zrika. Afe murin kodim zrika. Vika kari lehu kachek adashim. Umad damo mifsa biyotze, and just like the blood could become invalid if it's taken outside, af emurin mifsa biyotze, so too the limbs can be taken, are possible if they're taken outside as well. So we'll say, this ultimately is again, is just bringing a proof to the statement that if you have emure kachshei kadashim, excuse me, kachim kalim, the limbs of kachim kalim that are taken out before zrika, ultimately, again, even though I will say, I might have thought that before zrika, maybe it's not bona fide kachim kalim yet, kamash mala, know that if you take it out even before zrika, ultimately it will be possible. To which the Gemara says, name is Eile, baser kachim kachim kalim shiatzef nezrika stamim. So we'll say, let's analyze this a bit more. If you have the meat of kachim kalim, which by the way is lower sanctity sacrificial meat, so meat of kachim kalim that's taken out to the Beis HaMikdash lifnei zrikas damim, prior to zrika, Rabbi Yochanan says kasher, it is kasher. Reish Lakish amar pasul. Reish Lakish says it's pasul. What's the pshat? Rabbi Yochanan amar kasher hoil v'sofo latzeis. So what Rabbi Yochanan says as follows: since at the end, remember this is kachim kalim, the halacha of kachim kalim will say is that it can be consumed anywhere in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yochanan's logic is, listen, at the end of the day, this meat is going to be taken out of Yerushalayim anyway. So the fact, all right, you would have preferred that it's done after Zrika, instead it's being done before Zrika, but that will not invalidate the meat. So ultimately, again, Reish Lakish, our apostle, Adayim Huygiyaz Manalotzeis, Reish Lakish says, no, it's possible. Why? Because even though ultimately, again, that meat can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, that's only when? After Zrika. Right now, again, the Zrika has not yet been done. So because of that, you may not go ahead and take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. And if you do so, it will be possible. Sa'ad kan lo pligi ela bebasar. So we'll say up until now, again, remember, so they're only arguing in terms of sacrificial meat. Aval be'imurin lo. I will say, it sounds like with sacrificial limbs, right, limbs that are to be burnt on the Mizbeach, that ultimately, again, both would agree that if they are taken out of the Beis HaMikdash prior to Zrika, they will be possible. To which the Gemara says, not necessarily. Hu adin de be'imurin nami pligi. But say, it could very well be that ultimately they're arguing about a murin as well. So why are they arguing? Why do they frame the machlokas when it comes to sacrificial meat? Lo diacha kochol du Reish Lakish. To teach me ultimately again the power of the position of Reish Lakish. Dafilu basar disofo lotseis. Amar adayin lohigia zmano lotseis. To teach me what Rabbi Sai, to teach me that even when it comes to sacrificial meat, that ultimately, again, the sofo lotseis that is going to go ahead and ultimately be removed, Reish Lakish still, or I should say, even when it comes to sacrificial meat, where there ultimately will be a license to eat it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Reish Lakish still holds that if you take it out before Zrika, it will be possible because it is not yet the time to go ahead and take it out to Yerushalayim. Vema Katanas, let's say this is Machlokes Tanoim. If you have sacrificial limbs, we'll say these are the limbs that are normally burnt on the Mizbeach. So if you have sacrificial limbs of Kodshim Kalim that were taken out before Zrika, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Mo'olim Bahem. Rabbi Eliezer says, they are not subject to Me'ila, top of Tzadik, Ve'in Chayav Rala Mishum Pigol, no Servetame. And you're not Chayiv as a result of Pigol, no Servetame. Or ultimately, again, becoming Tamei. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Mo'al and Bahem, they are subject to Mi'ila. V'chayovin alein mishum pigol nosar v'tamei. And you will be chayiv, ultimately, again, for them as a result of pigol, nosar, and Tamei. My love, b'dahadr aylinu, pligi. So we're not talking about a case where what? I took the Emurin out before Azriga. And then what did I do? I brought them back in. So now the shayla is, can I go ahead and offer it up? Ubahapligi mar savar mifsli biyotze. So one opinion says that once you take it out, it's pasul and you can't offer it up. Umar savar lo mifsli biyotze. And the other opinion says no, it does not become pasul as a result of having taken it out. Amra papa, no. Bidahadir aylinu kuli amalo pligi. We'll say when you bring it back in, everyone agrees. No one disagrees. So we'll say, so what's the machlokes case? V'hacha b'di'isinu avroi pligi. But we'll say, here the issue is, ultimately, where what? Where halacha lemaisa, the sacrificial item, the limbs, are outside. B'di'isinu avroi. So b'ha pligi. But we'll say, listen to this. So the fundamental machlokes over here is where Rashi says, b'di'isinu avroi, b'shas zvika. It's almost right across in Rashi. Where I took the limbs out of the Beis HaMikdash, and they are still outside at the time of the zrika. So what's the machlokes? Demar savar, ein zrika mo eles liotze. So say one opinion holds that what? That zrika does not work ultimately again for limbs that are outside. So umar savar, the other opinion says, zrika mo eles liotze. That zrika will work even to permit limbs that are outside of the Beis HaMikdash. To which the Gemara says, vaha, Rav Papa hu da amar bid isinu avrai kuli amalo pligi bid alinu legavai pligi. But as Rav Papa said before, no, the machlokes, everyone agrees that if the limbs are outside, no one disagrees, or, namely that it's possible. Where is the machlokes case? Where again, Rav Papa said, you take it out. You bring it back in, and ultimately, again, now the shayla is, what's the status of those limbs once they have been brought back in? To which the Gemara says, Hanimili gabi shtei lechem, delav gufei dizvicha. But say, when do we say that ultimately, again, Hanimili. So we'll say, when is this true? With something like shtei halechem. We'll say, so the shtei halechem, the two loaves, which are brought as an accompaniment to the karban. Aval imurin, Gufa dezvichohu bede'asinu avrai pligi. So we'll say ultimately again, when do we say that ultimately, if it's outside, that is no argument? That's in a case That's in a case of like the Shtei Alechem. But also the Shtei Alechem ultimately, again, is not the carbon itself. That's when we'll say in Rav Papa's model, everyone agrees. But when it comes to Imurin, which are also actual sacrificial items, then in that case, halach, that means that's part of the carbon itself. That's where, even according to Rav Papa, ultimately, again, they would still disagree. So we'll say, so the Gemara ends off with this interesting machlokes. Doesn't seem to resolve it over here. This interesting machlokes about what happens if you take sacrificial items out. So really, there's a two-pronged question. What happens if you take it out and you bring it in before Zrika? So what's the status ultimately again of those Imurin? But furthermore, what's the status of those limbs ultimately if they're outside while Zrika is done? Does the Zrika permit them or not? That's the fundamental machlokes. Good. A little bit weiter. So we get a little bit sidetracked with that. Now back to the sacrificial hierarchy. Ophos kodmins. Remember again, what did the Mishnah say? That ophos ultimately again come before minachos. That any type of oath, any type of bird offering, comes before a mincha offering. So the Gemara says, Adraba, I would say minachos kodmos, a mincha should come first. Why? Shekein yeshnan betzibor kibiyachid. Because Rabbi say a mincha can be offered up ultimately again as part of a tzibor, right? As a communal offering and as an individual offering. See, Rabbi say oath is only brought, ophos are only brought as individual offerings. Mincha could be a communal offering or an individual offering. We'll say, where does that come up? Rashi points out over here, minachos yeshnan betzibor, minchas haomer ushtei halechem. So we'll say, for example, the carbon omer, the shtei halechem, those are carbonos, ultimately, again, that are communal offerings, and yet they are minachos. But yet, when it comes to bird offerings, Rashi says over here, I'm sorry, let's do please. Rashi says, Of eno but sibor desanya vekri vayachid maybe of vein sibor mani vein of. So say, I would say that a mincha should come before an of, because mincha can be brought as a communal offering and of cannot. To which the Gemara says, afilu hachi mine damim adifi. Even though that is true, because birds have blood application, birds come first. So because again, bird has matan damin as opposed to menachos, where obviously there is no blood application, therefore birds will come first. So the Gemara goes weiter. Minchas chote. So remember again, the Mishnah says that a minchas chote, right? A mincha that is brought as a sin offering comes before a minchas nedava, a voluntary mincha. So the Gemara says, Adraba, I would say just the opposite. Minchas nedava kodemes shekin teuna shemen ulavona. I could have said just the opposite, that a minchas nedava comes first. Why? Because ultimately, again, it requires shemen and lavona. Right? We'll say it requires oil and frankincense. Right? So the Gemara says, so meaning the minchas nedava requires more, I guess we'll call it, not accessories, but carbonic add-ons than the minchas chote. Afilu achi minchas chote abo alchit adifa d'mechapera. So we'll say, because that's what we said before, nevertheless, minchas chote will come first. Why? Because it atones. The ability for a carbon to atone is a meaningful thing. Yibaylu. So we'll say, now the Gemara says, shayla. Minchas sota minchas nedava eza mehen kodemes. So we'll say, so now pretty much we've finished our hierarchies. Now we're going to delve a little bit more into some greater specifics. So we'll say, so what happens in the following situation? Minchas sota, so the minchas sota, again, is the mincha brought by a sota, a woman suspected of adultery, or minchas nedava, which is a voluntary mincha offering. Which one of those comes first? Eza mehen kodemes. Minchas nedava kadma shekein tuna shemen uluvona. So say, why not? I can say the minchas nedava should come first. Why? Because it has more carbonic add-ons. It has shemen, levona. Those add-ons should make it more chashuv. O dilma, or perhaps minchas sota kadma shekein ba'al levarer avon. Remember again, on the other end of the side, maybe the minchas sota comes first. Why? Because it comes, I will say, so this is actually interesting. This is not really kapara, because the mincha of the sota is not really mechaper, right? It's not a kapara, it's not a sin offering. But what it does do is, it's there to go ahead and kind of try to figure out if she has sinned or not. In other words, it is part of the process for clarification or clarification is maybe the wrong word, is birur, right, birur. So, I'm sorry? Well, not even exoneration, because remember, again, this is part of the process to figure out, did she sin or not? I'm sorry? Investigation, good. Investigation, clarification, potential exoneration, right, of the woman, but certainly not what? Now, but I want to be clear, it's not kapara. That's going to be the operative point over here. It is not atonement. So, but the idea is that it would appear to be maybe in the atonement family, even if it's not atonement directly. So which one comes first? The minchas chote, the minchas nedava. Excuse me, the minchas chote, the minchas nedava. So tashma, minchas chote, kodil, the minchas nedava. So what did the Mishnah say? That the mincha of a mincha brought to atone for a sin, a minchas chote, comes before a minchas nedava. Minchas chote hu tekama le minchas nedava. So I can infer from this that it is dafka the minchas chote, which comes before a minchas nedava. Ha minchas sota lo. And I can infer from this that the minchas sota does not come before the minchas nedava, to which the Gemara says, not necessarily. Mikatane mipneshi michaperes. Does it say that the minchas chote comes before the minchas nedava because it atones? It doesn't say that. Rather, it says, mipneshi ba achit katani. What it says is the minchas chote comes first because it comes as a result of sin. Vahanami ba achit. And similarly, again, by the minchas sota, she's also bringing her mincha why? As a result of chet. So maybe because she's also bringing her mincha as a result of chet, therefore it does come before the minchas nedava as well. So the Gemara says, Tashma, zu kodemes lezu, shezu ba min achitin, vizu ba min asorin. So let's listen to this. So the Mishnah goes on, or the Braisa goes on. The Braisa says, this mincha comes before this mincha, because this one comes from chitin, from wheat, and this one comes from sorin, from grain. So we'll say, so the Gemara says over here as follows. So what the Gemara is pointing out as follows, which is if you have two minachos, one that comes from wheat, one that comes from barley. So which mincha comes first? The mincha that comes from wheat comes before, ultimately, again, from barley. The idea being that just wheat is more chashuv than barley. So we'll say, so now this is interesting. My love, minchas nedava la minchas sota. So we'll say, so which minachos come from wheat, which minachos come from barley? We assume the mincha that comes from barley, we'll say, is the minchas sota. So essentially what the Mishnah is telling, what the Braisa is telling me is that what? That the minchas nedava, which comes from wheat, comes before the minchas sota, which comes from barley, to which the Gemara says, not necessarily. My love, minchas nedava, minchas sota. Lo, minchas chote, le minchas sota. No, what it means is that the mincha of the chote, which is also brought from barley, comes before the mincha of the sota, to which the Gemara, I'm sorry, lo minchas chote, le minchas sota, seifuk le, dehi michaperes, vehalo michaperes. Obviously, I'd say it's more obvious to me that the minchas chote should come before the minchas sota. For one simple reason, because the minchas chote atones, the minchas sota does not atone. So whenever there's an atonement factor, that which atones always takes sacrificial precedence. Ve'elamai minchas nedava, seifo klei, vizu tu'una shemen ulevona, vizu eina tu'una shemen ulevona. We'll say, ultimately, again, say that the minchas nedava will come first because, ultimately, again, it has shemen ulevona, right? It has more carbonic accessories. Ela chad mitrei tami. Rather, the Gemara says, you're right, it's going to come before for one of the two reasons. So we'll say, so halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? So first of all, again, on the simple case, we know that a minchas chote comes before a minchas nedava, ultimately, again, because of its atonement capacity. Wherever there is atonement, ultimately, again, that item, that sacrificial item, always comes first. What about the case of the minchas sota and the minchas nedava? Which one comes first in that category? So we'll say, so the Rambam in Hilchos Tumidin U'Safin, Perek Tes Halacha Yud, says as follows. First of all, the Rambam goes a little bit out of order of the Gemara, and he says, minchas chitim kodemes la minchas sorim. So first of all, whenever you have a mincha that's brought of wheat, that always comes before a mincha of barley. And that's independent, by the way, of the identity of the particular mincha. That's independent. So wheat always comes before barley. Minchas chote kodemes la minchas nedava, mipnei shi balachet. So this is what I said, everyone agrees. That's what? That the mincha of a chote, right, comes before a minchas nedava, ultimately, again, because it has atonement capacity. Last year, I said, the Rambam says, what about a minchas nedava u minchas sota? But we'll say, what about that clash, which is the clash that the Gemara is trying to figure out which one comes first? Listen to what the Rambam says. Ezo sheyirtza mehem gaktim. The Rambam says, do whatever you want. The Rambam says, as we're going to see now, by the way, all of the cases, if you notice again, this Gemara follows a pattern. What's the pattern? The pattern is that we have the hierarchy established by the Mishnah. Then if you notice again, what the Rambam does is the Rambam mixes and matches cases. Right? This started yesterday, right? The dam of the Chatas comes before the dam of the Ola because the dam is Mechaper. But yet, the Emurin of the Ola are burnt before the Emurin of the Chatas. Why? Remember why? Because they're totally burned on the Mizbeach, and the Chatas is not. The Chatas is not. So you know what the Gemara then asked? What about Dam Chatas and Emurin of an Ola? Which one comes first? Or any kind of mixture of the cases? That's what we dealt with all yesterday in the Gemara, when the Gemara didn't seem to resolve it. But also, the Rambam paskins the same way in all of the cases. In the cases of the Mishnah, the Rambam paskins according to the hierarchy. In all of the mix and match cases, what we'll call them, the Rambam always says the same lashon. Eze shemehem yirtze yaktim. We'll say, in other words, once you're not dealing with the hierarchy as established by the Mishnah, pretty much you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever, whichever one you want to advance, you can advance. In other words, the hierarchy only applies as stated in the Mishnah. Good. Weiter. Chatas of Kodemus. Also again, remember again, the Mishnah said that the Chatas Ha'of comes before. What was the Chatas Ha'of? Chatas Ha'of comes before Olas Ha'of. Right? Chatas Ha'of comes before Olas Ha'of. So the Gemara says, Menahani Mili, where do I know that from? So the Tan Rabbanon, the Hikrev Es Asher LaChatas Rishona. Because we'll say the Pasuk says, you shall go ahead and offer the one up. You should offer up the animal ultimately again for a chatas. You shall offer up the animal that is designated as a chatas first. So we're going to say this is a case where there's a chatas and an ola. Offer up the chatas first. Ma tamud lomar. Why does the pasuk need to say this? She'ein tamud lomar lelameid shetikra rishona. So if you're trying to teach that the chatas is offered up first, hari kvar ne'emar v'es hasheni ya'asa ola. Well, say the pasuk already says that what? That the second carbon ultimately again shall be offered up as an ola. So ultimately, you know, we'll say the pasuk has already told me that in this particular context where there's a chatas and an ola, the ola is offered up second. If you told me the ola is offered up second, then what? I'll say, what do I know? Using my powers of deduction, if the ola is offered up second, then the chatas is first. Why does the pasuk need to say the chatas is first? To which the Gemara says, "Hari kvar ne'amar v'hasashini yasa ola." Elazeb Bonaav. We'll say the Cholachatos. And we'll say this pasuk is what's called the Binyan Av. We'll say Binyan Av is a paradigm. Pasuk going to teach you what's the paradigm? Sheyiktim sheikadmu liola habaos imayin. So the Cholachatos sheikmu laos habaos. We'll say to teach me that ultimately, again, whenever there's a chatas and an ola that is brought, chatas always comes before ola. That's the beginning of, that's the paradigm. Bein chatas ha'of la'ola sa'of. Rabbi, listen to this. Here's where it gets interesting. Whether Rabbi said that the two animals I'm bringing are two birds, one is a chatas, one is an ola, that I offer up the chatas before the ola, bein chatas behema li'ola sa'behema. So I'll say, or whether I'm bringing two behemos, one a chatas, one an ola, that I offer up the chatas before the ola. Well, say, now here's the novelty. Get ready for this. Afilu chatas ha'of li'ola sa'behema. Rabbi said, listen to this. Even if Rabbi said the two offerings I'm making is a chatas and an ola, and the chatas is a bird, and the ola is an animal, actual livestock, still the chatas of the bird comes before the ola. Which Rabbi said is very unique, because remember again, in the Mishnah, we seem to see that what? That when you have a clash between animals and birds, animals win out because they're a min zevach. Apparently now the Gemara is saying the exception to that rule is when you have two karbanos, one a chatas, one an ola. Chatas always comes before an ola, even if what? Even if the chatas is a bird and the ola is an actual animal. So the Gemara says, Hilchach, chata sa'of la'ola sa'of me ve'is ha'sheni. Therefore, I will say, listen to this. So now the Gemara tells me where I learned everything out from. Therefore, again, the fact that a chata sa'of comes before the ola sa'of. So we'll say, when the clash is between birds, then I learn out the fact that the chatas comes before the ola from the phrase ve'es ha'sheni. Chatas behema, the olas behema. We'll say, when it's two behemos, and one is a chatas, one is an ola, that a chatas behema precedes a chatas behema precedes an olas behema, midarabi rachmana. We'll say that I ultimately learned from the ribui in the pasuk. Chatas ha'of li olas behema. We'll say, how do I know that if I have a clash between a chatas of and olas behema, that the chatas ha'of goes first? Mizeh. So they'll say, ultimately again, mizeh bana av. We'll say, that I learned out from the binyan av, from the paradigm that we just espoused above. So we'll say, so now, bottom line is, chatas always precedes ola. There are three cases of chatas sa'of versus ola sa'of, chatas behema versus olas behema, and chatas behema versus olas behema, and case number three is chatas sa'of versus olas behema. But I will say, bottom line in all of those cases is, take home message, if there's one thing you remember from today's shir, it is... Good. Chatas comes before Ola. Right? Chatas, and I will say the novelty that's being advanced over here is that that is true even if the Chatas is the Oaf and the Ola is the Behemoth. Quite a dramatic idea. So the Amar goes weiter. Tashma. So we'll say again, we're not finished. We're not finished with this yet. Tashma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Komakom sheneschalfa Chatas. Chatas kodemes. So we'll say ultimately again, if you look at Rashi, komakom sheneschalfa Chatas. So we'll say any time where you have an obligation to offer up an animal as a chatos, but the Torah provides for a swap. We'll say the swap over here means that you could swap out a real animal, right? Meaning a regular animal, and offer up a bird because a person is impoverished, a person is poor. And so we'll say, so Rashi gives example of this. Kegon b'metame mikdash dikara chatos behema. So we'll say, the example, this would be someone who enters into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of ritual impurity. So he has to bring a chatos. He's really supposed to bring a behemoth. But if he's poor, he could bring birds instead. So the Gemara says, Komakom sheneschaf a chatos, chatos kodemes. Vikan bioledes, ola kodemes. So we'll say, interestingly enough, so in any case where you normally would have to bring an animal chatos, and you go ahead and the Torah allows you to bring a bird, so again, the chatos still comes first, even though we're dealing with bird offerings. But I will say, what about in the case of yoledes? Look at Rashi, the kan, bioledes, sha'of tachas ola huba, va behema ikar haisa ola kodemes. Kidichsiv ba, echad liola ve'echad lechatos. But I will say, interestingly enough, in the case of yoledes, the ola will come first. So apparently, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is yoledes seems to be the exception to this rule, where ultimately, again, she will offer up the ola before the chatos. Komakom sheba achit chatos kodemes. Any case, ultimately, again, where the chatos is being brought for an actual sin, then ultimately, again, chatos comes first. The kan, but I will say, ultimately, again, by the case of yoledes, ola kodemes. So ultimately, again, the ola will come first. The chomakom sheshnayim baim tachas chatos, chatos kodemes. So we'll say, ultimately, again, the kan ola kodemes. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Chomakom sheshnayim, ששניים בוים תחס אחד חתס קודמס כגון במתמי מקדוש שתי אופוס תחס חתס אחד. So we'll say, ultimately, again, in the case of, let's say, someone who enters into the basement, it's a state of ritual impurity, he has to bring a chatos. Normally, he has to bring an animal. If he can't bring an animal because of poverty, he brings two birds. So any times, ultimately, again, where it's two birds instead of one chatos animal, so chatos kodemes, chatos comes first, the kan, but by oledes, ola kodemes. We'll say, so again, you begin to see a thing with the Gemara is espousing, is that what? Even though normally we have this chatas before ola construct, and it applies everywhere, apparently the one exception to this rule is yoledes. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says it's not true. Lemikra hekdima kosum. Rava says something very interesting. Rava says, all the pasuk is doing, Rava says, the only thing the pasuk is doing is telling you to read ola first. Rava says the normal order of chatas before ola applies by oledes also. don't be fooled by the order of the pasuk. The pasuk is written in a way where it sounds like Ola is before Chatas, but in fact it's not true. Chatas comes before Ola, even in the case of Yoledes. Let's look at the last Rashi on Daf Rabosai. L'mikra hektima kasuf shetei nikreis beinyon tchila avav ba'avodasan Chatas kodemes kudamron mizeh banav. So we'll say, remember again, so Rava disagrees, and Rava says, even when it comes to Yoledes, even though she has Ola written first in the pasuk, it follows the binyan, it follows the paradigm, Chatas comes before Ola. Good. Tashma. Parim kol min le'elim. So we'll say we learned that parim, cows, right, a cow offering, comes before rams. Ve'elim kol min le'kvasim. Rams are offered up before sheep. Kvasim le'si'irim. Sheep are offered up before goats. So what's the pshat? So we'll say this again, this seems to be hierarchy of the chashivas of the animals. So let's leave aside for a moment, so carbonic categories. So leaving aside carbonic categories, ultimately, again, the type of animal also determines precedence. So the Gemara says, my love, the chag. So we'll say, when does this come up? Right? When does this come up? Are we not talking about the carbonos of Sukkis? Right? So if you have the carbonos of Sukkis, ultimately, again, where you have all these different types of species of animals being brought. So now the Gemara is telling me, ultimately, the precedent to which the Gemara says, lo, linidava. No, this is actually talking about what? This is actually talking about carbonos nedava. So the Gemara says, so we'll say, if all of these are being offered up as nedava, then what? The Gemara gives me the carbonic hierarchy. So cows come first, then what was it? So cows, rams, sheep, goats, right? So the Gemara says, parim, so why do I have this? Why do I have this order? So parim kol min le'elim. So ultimately, again, the cows will come before the rams. Why? Shekein nisrabu b'nisachim. Ultimately, again, we'll say, because they have nesachim, right? Because the parim have more accompanying nesachim than the elim. V'chein elim l'kvasim. Similarly, again, I will say rams will come before sheep. Why? Kvasim b'seirim shekin nisrabu ba'alya. But I'll say, interestingly enough, so cows come first because apparently, again, they have the most amount of what we'll call carbon add-ons, nesachim, carbonic add-ons. When it comes to sheep, I should say rams, sheep, goats, but we'll say there the order is determined which animal has more fat. The fattier the animal, apparently, again, the more chashav it is. So it's rams, sheep, goat. Goats ultimately, again, is determining their precedence. Tashma. We'll say another interesting case of conflict. Par koi mashiach, kodim la par helm davar shaltir. This takes us back to our hardiest days. So we'll say, as you have the par koin mashiach, which is the special chatas offering that is brought in the event that a koin gadol does something wrong. So we'll say, that comes before par ha'elam davar shel tzibur. We'll say, that comes before the communal sin offering. Comes before the communal sin offering. Par ha'elam davar shel tzibur, kodem le par avodas kochavim. So we'll say, the par ha'elam davar shel tzibur will come before the par that is offered up for a communal transgression of avodah zara. Par avodos kochavim, l'si'iri avodos kochavim. So ultimately, again, the par of avodos kochavim, I will say, will come before the si'irim of avodos kochavim. Now, I will say, now here's the part that's interesting for us, which is, look at Rashi, par avodos kochavim, kodim l'si'iri avodos kochavim, alma, yesh ola, kodemes l'chatos. Now, I will say, the par avodos kochavim is an ola, the si'ir is a chatos. So, the af agav, the par avodas kochavim ola, usiire avodas kochavim chatos. So we'll say, so now we've just spent all of this time focusing on what? That chatos always comes before ola, and yet here's a case where what? Where the seemingly the ola comes before the chatos. I ve'ima mereisha. But why don't you say from the beginning of this braisa, par ha'elam davar shal tzibor. So we'll say the par ha'elam davar shal tzibor is a chatos. Kodem lepar avodas kochavim is an ola. So we'll say ultimately again, so you see that, so in other words, ask the kasha from here, to which the Gemara says, Bechad mina mia lo kamina. So we'll say, in this case, the clash is not as intense. Why? Because this is a clash between a par and the par. So if I have a clash between a chatas par and an ola par, then of course the chatas par is going to win out. We'll say the interesting case over here is where you have a clash ultimately between what? You have a clash between the, what was the last case? The par avodas kochavim and the si'iri avodas kochavim. So, ki kaminon betray mini. But say, where are we trying to discuss this case when you have two different types of animals being offered up? Ashkechan ola dekadma lechatas. So we'll say, here's what was interesting about this is, apparently, see, we'll say, let's take a step back. Remember, on the end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara gave me a framework for animal hierarchy. So it's par, seirim, kivasim, izim. Right? That's our hierarchy. Now, what's interesting about that hierarchy is, how does that stim with, let's say, our categorical hierarchy? So for example, in our categorical hierarchy, we'll say, what did we say? That chatas comes before ola. So we'll say, yet what does the braisa do? Just showed me a case where animal hierarchy seemingly trumps categorical hierarchy. What's that case, Rav Osai? Of where the par avodas kochavim comes before si'iri avodas kochavim. Rav Osai, the par avodas kochavim is what? Is an ola, and the si'ir is a chatos, and yet what do you see? That the ola trumps the chatos. Why is that, Rav Osai? Because here we're relying on animal hierarchy, i.e. the par that comes before the seer, even though the par is an ola and the seer is a chatos. Okay, interesting idea. Rav Mishmei de Rava. So it's the same name of Rava, Bar Mari. Chatos avodas kochavim chaser aleph. So you both say the difference is that in the case of chatos avodas kochavim, the pasuk is missing an aleph. Lechatos ksiv. There is no aleph in that pasuk. Rav Osai, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Lechatos ksiv. Rashi says, it's across from Tosos Chutz. Beparshas Shlach Lecha, Vahya Imeine Ha'ida Nesta Bishkaga, Uksiv Hasu Musir Echa Lechatos, Chasra Aleph Lomar, She'ino Kishar Chatos, Shekol Chatos, Shabbatar Abayim Ola, Chatos Kodem, Zu Ola Kodem. So we'll say, the other Gemara is trying to figure out, I don't understand, you just told me that the par of the par ola comes before the seer chatos. But we just spent the entire Amud Aleph discussing a simple principle, which is that chatos always comes before ola. So what's the pshat? How could it be that in this case, the ola comes before the chatos? So in Eretz Yisrael, I said, don't worry. It's based on the pasuk. L'chatos ksiv. I will say, chatos in this context is written without an aleph. So we'll say, ultimately, you know, which teaches me that what? That although under normal circumstances, the chatos comes first, in this case, we let the ola go first. Ksiv, so the Gemara's Ravina Amar, Kemishpat ksiv bahu. It says Kemishpat over here. Rashi says, Bahukra u'minchaso v'nisko Kemishpat mashma Kemishpat seder mikra'o. We'll say, the word mishpat teaches me that only in this case I go in the order in which the way the pasuk is read, and not in accordance with the normal paradigm. The way it's read is ola before chatos, even though normally we do chatos before ola. Sahashta da asas lahi, now that she said this, afilu tema parim dechagnami kamishpatam kesiv bahu. But say, ultimately again, I could have said the same logic, ultimately again, by the parim of yomtiv, so to which the Gemara answers kemishpatam ksibu, because ultimately again it uses the same notion of kemishpatam. So we'll say what comes out over here is as follows. What comes out is that halacha lemaisa, the paradigm is still true. Chatos comes before oaf. The one exception to the surah bosai sounds like what? Sounds like when it comes to par ha'elam davar minat sibor va'ya imeine ha'ida nestal shkaga. Right, and usir echad lechata. So we'll say the exception to the rule will be in the case of par he'elam davar shel tzibor, where you will have an ola offered up before a chatas, and the Gemara says that's the exception. That's the exception. And again, the fact that ultimately, again, the word chatas is written chaser without the aleph tells you it's the remes that ultimately this is the one case where the ola will come before the chatas, but in all other cases, chatas comes before an ola. Let's finish this up. Ibay lehu, chatas sa'ov va'olas behema. Umayser, ezem tikta. Also, listen to this. Now, this is a three-way tie. What happens, we'll say, if I have all of these items sitting right in front of me? Chatas sa'ov, olas behema, right? So it's a chatas, but it's a bird chatas. Olas behema, and meiser behema. Which one comes first? So the Gemara says, Tiktum chatas sa'of. So say, if you want to say, put chatu chatas sa'of first, ika meiser dekadim le. So I say, ultimately, again, there's meiser behema, which comes before chatas sa'of, like the Mishnah said, because meiser behema is still min zevach, it's still a type of carbon. Liktim meiser, if you want to say, put meiser behema first, ika olas behema. We'll say, ultimately, again, olas behema comes before meiser behema. Tiktim le olas behema, iga chatas of the kadmala. Well, say, if you want to say offer up the olas behema first, here's the problem. Chatas, even if it's a chatas of, comes before olas behema. So what do? Hacha targimu min zevach adif. Ultimately, again, here we say, Rabosai, min zevach adif. Ultimately, again, what takes precedent, Rabosai, is an animal sacrifice. Therefore, again, what do? Yak Rashi says, offer up meiser behema, then chatas ha'of, and then olas behema. B'ma'arava amri, ayli be olas behema, b'chatas ha'of, v'agbas sami meiser. Ultimately, again, in Eretz, excuse me, in Eretz Yisrael, what they said, Rabosai, is what? Offer up chatas ha'of first, because that is more chashiv, that is more chashiv, ultimately again, then ola, and then maisra behema. So I will say, the bottom line order, which comes from Eretz Yisrael, is chatas ha'of, because chatas always trumps, chatas is the most chashiv, then ultimately again, ola, and then maisra behema. Good. Says the Mishnah, let's go a little bit weiter. Kol chatos shabatora kol mos la'ashama. So we'll say in general, any chatos will always come before any ashama. So we'll say, remember again, now chatos and asham are both sin offerings. Now what the Mishnah is telling me is that when there is a chatos asham clash, we offer up chatos before asham. Chutz mi asham mitzora. But also with one exception, which is the asham mitzora.
There's
some interesting pieces on the last part, but we'll leave it. So whenever there's a clash between a chatas and an asham, chatas always comes first, with the exception of asham mitzora. Why? Because asham mitzora ultimately, again, endows the mitzora with kosher status. Therefore, it comes first. Kala asham shabatora, ba'in b'nei shtayim, u'ba'in kesef shkalim. Well, say in general, ashamos have to be 2 years old, right? Have to be 2 years old, b'nei shtayim, and ultimately, again, have a minimum value of 2 shkalim. Chutz mi asham nazir v'asham mitzora, well, say with the exception of asham nazir, asham mitzora, shehein ba'in b'nei shnasan, well, say they are only brought when they are a year old, v'ein ba'in b'kesef shkalim. And I will say, ultimately, again, they have no minimum value of 2 shkalim. Kashim shekol min bak rabasan, kol min bachilasan. The same way, ultimately, again, that they come first in their offering, they also take precedence in consumption. So we'll say, so now we're going to see different cases of consumption conflict. Shlamim shal emesh l'shlamim shal yom. So we'll say, so now, what the Gemara is going to talk about is the following, which is up until now, we've been talking about different types of precedent when it comes to offering. Now the Mishnah is going to switch gears a little bit and talk about precedent when it comes to consumption. If offering has already been done, and you have 2 different karbanos, ultimately, again, that need to be consumed, which one do you consume first? So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this part of the Mishnah, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow. Shkoyach.